Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Just being able to, build up all the running on my knee, which I feel like I have. Again, like I said, I'm ready to go. Just whenever they call me up is when I'm up. My tips come from the best guys I've ever been around, Stephon Diggs, Cole Beasley, John Brown, Emmanuel Sanders. These guys have been able to help me throughout my career, and I just kind of pass it along. And that helped me become a better player when I was here.
Gabe Davis. Are we at that point? Gabe Davis, Mecole Hardman, in fact, perhaps, as well. Are we at that point? Do you think we are? Are we at that point? Are they on the field Sunday? Should they be?
I guess there's a scenario where they both could be if they were to move Davis to the active roster. And then, because we talked this through with Sal, and we'll talk to Sal in a half an hour or so here again today, and pour all this over again, see if there's an update to how he's viewing it. But I'm with Sal. I think what he said yesterday, I don't think they're going to call up Hardman and Davis from the practice squad. You only get two call-ups. I'd be surprised if they could, but I'd be surprised if they did that. So there is a way that both could get in the game, like I just described. If they were to move Davis to the active roster, then call up Hardman and then have another call-up for some other position they feel like they need. But something tells me with Shakir's status being no longer in doubt at all, maybe Hardman waits another week until maybe they feel like there's something he might be able to give them on offense, even just a couple of deep routes. Not that they couldn't do that Sunday, but he just got here. So if I had to bet right now that Davis gets either called up or put on the roster, but Hardman maybe waits because they feel like they can trust Shakir to, they're not exposing him to too much if they have him return punts. That's just a guess for me at this point.
And Palmer is back.
Back, right. The Shakir, I'm glad it's solved because I was last night was thinking about what they would do if Shakir can't play. Because then you have the punt returner question. You've got where's everybody, schematically in your three receiver sets, like what are you doing? Like he's the mainstay in that slot, and they have other guys that can do it, but no one really has. So that would have been a big change that they, I'm assuming, won't have to really deal with because, again, he doesn't even have an injury designation at this point. So he's going to play Sunday, and maybe I'm assuming too much thinking that he'll return punts, but we'll see. They've got a bit of a puzzle there. I think if Davis does get there, either through being signed to the roster or just as a practice squad call-up, I think that will eat into Coleman. If Davis is on the field in this game Sunday, I think you're going to see Coleman's lowest snap share of the season. He's been up in the 70s mostly, maybe even higher than that some weeks. I just think that'll take a dip because Davis, to me, is pretty much a plug-and-play replacement for that spot. And I think with how he's performed, there's good and bad. Like, I pointed out how Allen missed him a couple times where he actually was open. And so, you know, it's not like he's all to blame, but their passing game is stuck. There are effort questions that are valid. And I think if Davis is up, Coleman is the guy that I think would get dinged. So I'm anticipating that if Davis indeed does play in the game.
You say it's a puzzle. There is probably a missing piece or two. And what's more annoying than that?
Right.
When you're doing a puzzle.
Right, yeah. Yeah, you're missing a key corner piece.
You don't count the pieces before you start.
Not just an edge, but a corner.
A cornerstone piece.
Right.
You want to assume that the right number of pieces are in the box.
I thought I had all the edge pieces. Where is it? Clearly, there's a sailboat here and this corner. Where is that corner? That's what the Bills are like at receiver. I don't know if that – does that work? I hope it works.
So, a little bit.
Yeah.
I think a little bit.
You opened the door on the puzzle thing.
I did.
Wider. Well, I said the word, but you know.
Sigmund's right about the weather and the rest of the schedule. He talked about it for this game, and he mentioned how if you look at the Bills' schedule, that there's going to be some weather. And it's really every game left, potentially, except next week in Houston, indoors, next Thursday night. But – home to the Bucs at Pittsburgh, November 30th. Home to Cincinnati in December. At New England in December. At the Browns. I mean, I want to set the over-under on 4.5 inches of snow for Cleveland on December 21st. Philadelphia here and the Jets here. There's a lot.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Yeah,
waiting.
That's right. I think I hadn't really thought about it. But yeah, that is where they're at. We're at that time of the year. I guess enjoy Houston next week.
Enjoy Houston. Which might not even be that warm outside, but
right,
still,
but it's fine. It's indoors. You know,
indoors.
You're gonna get away with it.
Well,
so.
We'll talk about this with Sal again, as you said. This is the kind of game they've only had a few losses like last week's in all these years under Sean McDermott, and there's rarely another one that's waiting for you. They've already had their two-game hiccup this year. This has been where the Bills tweak and everybody sort of regains their sanity. If they don't, look out.
Really, the consistent thing that goes all the way back to the two games they lost is, this happens every year. What doesn't happen is this after it, I think, right? And I say they don't always run the table, but – it is, you know, usually order gets restored relatively quickly. It's one of the reasons why I liked them so much last week. Like, I know what they're lacking and what they're missing and all the things that we talk about, but I still wanted to feel like, you know, I should trust them. They've been excellent for long enough here that they'll know the move. And even as that game was unfolding, I don't know who we talked about this with this week, but it kept being like, all right, well, it's the fourth quarter. That's okay. You know, they'll get there. They got the touchdown. Like, okay, 16-6. Missed the two-pointer. That's okay. They'll find their way. It's going to be ugly. I'm sort of dreading what post-game is going to sound like when they pull this game out 18-16 or something. But, you know, they'll get there. And it just never materialized. So
it's a little bit, maybe, would you say this? The Raven game last year where Baltimore got ahead and the Bills started to move, but then there was the Allen play where he gets hit, the trick
right.
play,
yep.
and a couple of – maybe there was another turnover, like they just couldn't get there. That was last week.
Yeah.
Because really, I mean, I was with friends. You were working. I was out with friends. And even at 16-0 in the fourth – the Bills had the ball in the to start the fourth quarter, 16-0. And a couple of my buddies were like, you know they're going to win.
Right.
And I did not know they were going to win, but I just was thinking they probably won't cover.
Turns out you were right. Yeah.
But one of my friends was trying to get action on the Bills.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bills winning the game.
Yeah, that's the time to do it. Yeah.
That's the time that, you know. Right. But they had they had three turnovers. The right. Allen fumble was the one.
Yes.
I would say in
Miami.
Because
that was at 16-6, and you're driving again, and there's, you know, 6 minutes or whatever left. So, you know, yeah, get that. Yeah, 16-13. All right, Miami's now feeling it. What are they going to do? They're going to just run it into the line and try to run clock. I'm getting the ball back. Yeah. You know, that's the thing that gets shook now by that game is that has been consistently true of me watching them play. And, you know, games that they lose, the New England win game, for example, like a game where you just, they're not really doing anything, but it's, you know, the game is still within reach. And I just sort of sit there, not in any kind of, very calm, like, well, they're good, they'll do it. And then they don't. It's like, yeah. And not coming through against Miami in that spot does sort of shake the foundation a little bit for me. I got to admit. That's why I said right at the beginning today, like, I'm of two minds here. Tampa's not coming in here and winning in November. Get out of here. What can I really do on offense exactly? The weather is a factor on top of it. Like, I don't know. I don't think I would, if they'd pulled that game out last week, I'd be picking the Bills minus the 5.5 or whatever the number is.
But you're not.
But I'm not. I'm not. I don't. My trust is shaken. They need to regain my trust.
Oh, listen to that. Throw it down. Bet the under. Tampa Bay's offense has not been really clicking
right
for a while. They're down guys.
I don't like hearing. Didn't Sam say that's gone pretty down? Pretty, like, it was 49 earlier in the week, and it's down like 46. Was that the game he was talking about?
Maybe
I think it was.
Yeah. I don't really look at the totals too many times.
I would have I
should.
Same. I often feel like if I'm putting a parlay together, like on a single game, I get to that and just go, like, that's going to be the piece I regret. No.
The total?
I just don't want – no. So I very rarely do it.
Well, I know from watching Bet Sweats – how, like, last week, on Monday, they were grousing about how the late games on Sunday were all blowouts where the favorites won and they all went over. And I think, not that you have to care, but I think bettors who consider themselves sharp, just, like, you don't know what to do with that. Like, those are both – Sam loves his underdogs. And you're trying to be contrarian and you're trying to find, you know, your buddy that you don't really think knows anything. You want to go against – if he tells you what he wants, you want to go the other way. And then you had Detroit, Washington, Seattle, Arizona, and one other game late last week that were all almost the same score. Rams, Niners.
Yeah.
44-22. Two games that ended 44-22. And then another was like 46-24 or something like that. I think guys like Sam don't like losing to that. You know,
right. Just,
we want to bet unders. You want to bet underdogs and – those games didn't give you either. So we'll see. Sunday, the Bills are a 5.5-point favorite. Well, I'll check on the total, but maybe it is in the 46 range. Sal, coming up at 5, we are at Leo's Pizzeria, Southwestern Boulevard. There's a shower starting. We're not the only event here today.
Oh, look at, oh, I see a shower.
There's a section of the bar area that's reserved for Amanda's shower.
All right.
It's one way to do it. Doesn't all have to be like a Sunday morning.
Yeah, right.
They bring you, you know.
Friday night happy toys. Hour shower. I love it.
Friday night happy hour shower. We are privy.
Is it a, do you happen to know, is it a wedding shower or a baby shower?
I know nothing.
Okay.
I just, there's a sign.
Here's, yeah. Usually a clue about that is if it's a baby shower, I'm
presents.
Pretty sure there'd be, well, and like big boxes of diapers.
Yeah.
Although that's a specific kind of, that's a diaper party maybe, not a shower.
No, I don't see that many presents, but I see people.
I am muddying the waters unnecessarily.
There's a shower here if you want to, yeah. You know, not be at it.
The total on the Bills game right now is 46 and a half.
Near it. Yes, 46 and a half.
Yeah.
Sal coming up at 5. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.